With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump describes it as a very good call, Mr. Trump referring to his conversation with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. They discussed the unrest in Minneapolis amid anti-ICE rioting and two protester deaths. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is shuffling the deck among those in charge of the immigration enforcement operation.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Countless communities across many states are struggling in the wake of the massive winter storm that dumped so much snow in some places and laid down a heavy blanket of ice in others. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
Airline passengers continue facing delays and flight cancellations. In Maine, there's speculation the weather could have been a factor in the crash of a business jet in Bangor. All six people on board the plane lost their lives. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 107 points. NASDAQ futures up 165. This is SRN News. Americans consider moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is the issue of faith. This is SRN News. Along with Australia and France, another country is considering keeping kids off social media.
Egypt is exploring ways to regulate children's use of social media. The Egyptian parliament announced plans Sunday to draft legislation aimed at ending what it calls the digital chaos affecting children. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has called for restrictions until children are mature enough to handle social media responsibly. Australia, the United Kingdom, and France are considering similar measures to protect children from online risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
The issue of affordability will be one of his main themes when President Trump pays a visit later today to Iowa. While there, the president plans to visit a local business. He'll also be delivering a speech. It will take place at the Horizon Events Center in the Des Moines suburb of Clive. More details, SRNNews.com.